If you would, first of all, for me, Mr. Minister, tell me your name and your title here in the ministry you work.
My name is Istok Yards, and I'm Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Food of Slovenia.
Now, I heard you say in your opening remarks that weather has been a challenge for farmers this year. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we had this year during the summer, but also during the spring, a very unusual hard storms with a hard wind, with the big winds, mm-hmm. With the hails, with the floods, and this is, I would say, quite unusual for the for this type of weather we used to have here. We have winds; they simply cut the trees by half in some parts of Slovenia, and this is. I would say we always had storms and this kind of things, but never so strong, so hard. So this is something what we believe it's linked to what people are calling now climate change.
Well, can you tell me, for people who don't know, what are some of the main commodities that you grow and produce here in your country?
The main commodities is actually livestock. We are grassland country with livestock, and so the main product and also export product is milk.
Yeah. And we stopped at a dairy processing facility today, and apparently, whether it's cheese production, you export a lot.
Yes, we export milk, we export wine, we export of course agro-food products. Slovenia was always here, let's say in former Yugoslavia, a major supplier of agro-food products, the agro-food industrial products, and it still is to a certain extent.
So would you describe the state of your agricultural industry as still in development, coming out of the changeover to independent status?
No, I would say that the industry is highly developed in terms of quality and technological advancement. The main problem still would be, here is the weak point, it's the marketing, promotion, actually the positioning in the markets. They lost the markets of former Yugoslavia. And still after, let's say, 15 years, it's still not all recovered. That would be the main problem, I would say.
And then finally, for farmers in other countries, especially like in the United States, where we're from, any message you would send to farmers out in other countries?
Well, I think that the farmers, agriculture as such, proves to be a very important sector in general. Recently, the agriculture policy should be an important part of every government policy in the world, and the necessary public care, including funding, should be given to this sector also in the future if we want to keep the landscape, protect the environment, and so on, and you know, make the people give the people possibility to buy food on the available prices, food supply. That would be the message. Agriculture is an important economic sector with an important multifunctional role in the society.
Well, thank you very much for inviting us to your country and hosting us here in, I hope I say it right, Poroj.
And
Slovenia, beautiful. We're looking forward to it. Thank you for a wonderful meal tonight also as well.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.